One of the contenders in the best foreign language category is called The Class. It's a French movie that looks so real, I would have pegged it for a documentary as well.
Hello, I'm Laurent Canté, and I'm the director of The Class. In French, it's Entre les Murs, and the real translation would be Between the Walls, which described quite well what the film is. In fact, we enter a school and we don't go out of it before the end of the film. It was important for me to stay between the walls and to see what can happen just between 25 children and a teacher who are working together for a whole year, and see the kind of relation they can have together, the kind of tension you can have in a class.
The screenplay is based on a memoir by a French teacher who actually stars in the film. The director spent several months in a real school in Paris where the film is set, and the result looks almost like reality TV. It's rough and edgy. Sarah Elsis found that it sometimes gets a little too real.
The movie opens the week before school starts. We meet François Morin as he walks into the building. He gets his room assignment, meets the new teachers. He's been teaching French there for 4 years.
Bonjour, je m'appelle François. Je suis prof de français et j'entame ma quatrième année ici.
The school is in northeastern Paris in a neighborhood called Belleville. It's the most diverse part of the city.
Bien.
François' students are a rowdy group of teenagers with varied backgrounds, Malian, Chinese, North African. One of the first things they ask him is if he's gay.
Est-ce qu'on dit vous aimez les hommes?
He deflects the question and moves on.
Eh ben non, c'est pas vrai. Ça va, t'es rassuré?
Ah ouais?
T'es rassuré?
Ouais, c'est ça.
That's François' style. He allows students to talk back.
Il fallait que je... Kumba?
Suis.
Fus?
Here the class questions why he's teaching them the imperfect subjunctive tense.
Mais vous croyez vraiment je vais aller voir ma mère, j'aurais fallu que je sois fusse.
Do you really think I'm going to say that to my mom, says one girl. A boy complains it's from the Middle Ages. François tells them they shouldn't criticize it before they learn it.
Commencez par le maîtriser et après vous pourrez remettre en cause le fait qu'on l'utilise.
In a Hollywood movie, a progressive teacher like this, who's not afraid to be challenged by his students, is the hero, like Robin Williams in Dead Poets Society. But François' way of joking sometimes gets a little uncomfortable. At one point, a student, Suleiman, is translating out loud the Arabic phrase he has tattooed on his arm. François remarks, if only you could write as well on paper as on your arm, it would be extraordinary. That seems kind of mean, but director Laurent Canté doesn't see it that way.
I don't think he's very rude with the children. I think he's just sometimes using irony, because the children often do it too. And I think it's a way to be on the same level than they are. So it's a way to respect them in a sense.
But the respect breaks down. Eventually, François loses it in class. He insults some students, there's a scene, and someone gets hurt.
The teacher, François, is he a good teacher in the film?
You know, that's exactly what I wanted to avoid. I didn't make the film to say, this is what school should be, this is what a good teacher is, this is what a bad teacher is. I just wanted to show the complexity of the system and how complex it is to be a teacher.
It's definitely complex. As France has become more diverse, the teacher knows best education model is being challenged. But students still depend on teachers to prepare them for the BAC, the test to finish high school, where they have to internalize an enormous amount of information on every subject. The BAC is grueling, and everything depends on it.
There are a lot of reforms in the school programs. And the official program is now trying to go back to knowledge, and that's all. I don't think teachers will really play the game. Sometimes some teachers are really impressive in the way they are working, and sometimes, right, they just miss their purpose. And I think that what they have to accept now, that school is not a fortress. School has always to be seen as a part of a society, and since the society is changing, the school has to change too.
That change, he says, is critical thinking.
I think a good teacher, if finally, I will say it. A good teacher is someone who will help you to get the tools to learn. And François, I think, managed quite well.
Si je peux me permettre de répondre, est-ce que je peux répondre à la question qui m'est posée?
I know that this kind of teacher is the one I would like my children to have in their school.
Conté has two teenage daughters, so this is high praise, but still, the movie ends on an ambivalent note.
Monsieur?
What?
In one of the last scenes, a shy student approaches François at the end of the school year.
J'ai rien appris, moi.
I didn't learn anything, she tells her teacher.
Je comprends pas.
Tu comprends pas, c'est-à-dire?
Je comprends pas ce qu'on fait.
I don't understand, she says. I don't understand what we're doing. But Conté says this is not an indictment.
I think the only role of a film is to ask questions, not to answer them. And I think that's the film can be seen like a document on France today.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Elzis in Paris.
The Class is up for an Academy Award this weekend.